Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
What's going to happen in Greece now? Because yesterday's their ruling party, their New Democracy, scored an unexpected victory by margin, and unexpected in parliamentary elections, but they fell short of a winning outright majority in a vote dominated by the cost of living crisis, a wiretapping scandal, and anger as well over the country's deadliest ever train crash. For more on this, I'm joined by Greek-based journalist Damian Mokanolli. You're very welcome, Damian, to the programme. It was a big victory for the centre-right and the incumbent Prime Minister, and it's likely he'll go again.
That's true. Nobody could have predicted and nobody did predict the victory that Kyriakos Mitsotakis' Conservative New Democracy Party had in yesterday's election. He saw his party share the vote, and the actual numbers of votes increased marginally, but the 41% of the vote that he received was far above the rate the party received in all opinion polls since autumn 2021. And really what wasn't expected was his party's double-digit lead over the main opposition Syriza party, the left-wing party led by Alexis Tsipras. There's almost 21 percentage points between the two parties. Mm-hmm. And
huge speculation now, Damien, and this is watched all across Europe and sure in Brussels, what he'll do now, because he's about five seats short of an overall majority. Is that right? So he'll be given, obviously, the chance to form a government. But he'll probably say no. Is that it? Is my understanding correct?
He has said no. He received the mandate to form a government today, but very quickly returned it to the president, saying that there was absolutely no possibility, there was no chance that he could form a coalition government with one or more of the other five parties returned to parliament. The mandate now will go to the second party, Alexis Tsipras' party. He won't be able to form a government. It will formally go to the third party, PASOK, the socialist PASOK, and they won't be able to form it. So everybody here is saying that the next election will be held on June 25th. It's just under a month away. So we have Kyriakos Mitsotakis facing into a second election within a month after a very strong performance in yesterday's election. And also he'll benefit from a seat bonus that didn't apply in this election but will apply in the next election. So he will almost be certain to win a majority in the poll on June 25th.
So what's the explanation, Damien? How did they win by so much?
That's an excellent question. I mean, the New Democracy was polling ahead in all the opinion polls until late February, early March, when there was a train disaster that cost the lives of 57 people, mostly young people. His party sank in the polls after that. The gap between it and Syriza narrowed. But in the meantime, Syriza failed to capitalize on the railway disaster. It failed to capitalize on the wiretapping scandal that you mentioned. And I think ultimately the voters believe that New Democracy was the best party to trust in terms of the country's economy, and decided that it was better to stick with what they knew than experimenting with the main opposition.
Okay, well, look, we'll see what happens in the next time round, when the next election happens in June, which will inevitably happen, as you say. Damian Mokanolli in Athens, thank you very much indeed for joining us.